For me, I think the most memorable English language learning experience is during my exchange period. And at that time, because I was going to Turkey for my exchange program, so at that time there's no one speaking Cantonese or even Mandarin. So the only way I can speak is English. So during that period of time, I can only speak English with either my foreign friends. I mean, like, the people come from European or United States or even the local Turkish people. I can only speak English, so at that time is the most memorable experience for me.
So when did you go to Turkey?
Just this the spring semester. I mean, just few months ago.
Why did you do this?
Because my major is history, and I think as we know that the Ottoman Empire have a long history, so in Hong Kong we don't have a lot of chance to know about the Turkish, I mean the Ottoman Empire history. So I think the best way for me to learn it is I just go there to learn something about that.
And do you find it challenging to communicate with people there?
To be honest, it's quite challengeable because the Turkish, they are not really good at English. So sometimes I have to do some body language and with some simple Turkish and mixed with English as well.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I think the most memorable English reading experience is after I getting into the university, because even I'm studying in using English to for teaching in my during my secondary school, but I won't read a lot of English reading. But as I'm majoring in history, so there's a lot of readings, and they are all in English. So the first year when I get into the university, there's huge amount of English reading. So like I have to read for 200 pages for a week. So that was, it is not memorable. It's terrible. It's horrible, but it's also the most memorable time.
Is it challenging? Was it challenging?
I think it's still all right because for those English reading, normally I just have to get the summaries, what the reading contents. I don't need to read every single word. I don't need to understand every single word. So it's not really that challengeable.
So do you read other English stuff like books or magazines or newspaper?
I have tried to read the Times magazines just a month. Because it's really, I think that English is really, you have to be the local people, so it will be more easier for you to understand. But if, like, I'm just born in Hong Kong, and then even I have the experience for exchange, I don't really understand some of their wordings.
And do you think English will be important in your future?
Yeah, of course, because I think in not even in Hong Kong, English is always the first language in the world, so it will be very useful. And then I think, yeah, I also have to improve.